So then you own land at 71st and 169. And there was a famous man who built a hotel on that property.
John Q. Hammonds. What a guy.
Yeah, he was. I used to interview him quite regularly on the radio simply because he was such an interesting personality. You tell us about that and how he built that hotel there.
I met John Q. of all places. You know, he was from Springfield, Missouri. And was the first, one of the very first franchisees of Holiday Inn. And then he became also tied up with Marriott. And so he started building the first big Renaissance where they had the atrium in the center, rooms all around it, big restaurant, and usually 20 to 30,000 square foot convention center. And he was the first one to take the chance and do that. And but he had Marriott Courtyards. He had a ton of Holiday Inns. And probably one of the best, well, he was the best hotel developer there was. He knew locations. He knew sites. He knew everything. And I met John back when we were building Pizza Huts up in Missouri. And he had a piece of property, and we'd built one in Branson and Branson West, and there's the town of Kimberling City, Missouri, and it's right on Table Rock Lake, and it's where the big bridge crosses over Table Rock. And he had 35 acres there, and right on the water, just beautiful piece of land. So I called John and said, Mr. Hammonds, I want to buy your property in Kimberling. And he said, Bill, I'll never sell that, and I'll tell you why. He said, I was going to build a Holiday Inn there, and the good city fathers of Kimberling started telling me how to build my hotel and how to do this and how to do that, and they wanted me to do this. And so I walked out of their meeting and said, there'll never be anything built on that property. And that's how it's going to be. And I said, well, John, that was a long time ago. He said, Bill, I'm not going to build. I'm going to sell it. I said, okay. And then years later, I'd bought land out on Memorial in 71st, Mingo. And I had about 40 acres there. And John called me. He said, I got to build a hotel in Tulsa. And you got the site I want. And I said, fine, I'll sell it to you. I want to sell it. And he said, and so I gave him a price. And he said, oh, that's too much. I'll never buy that. And I said, okay, John, it'll be here when you want to buy it. And we left it at that. And a couple of years later, Stan Frisbee, the realtor here, called me. And he said, Bill, John Q's hot again on your property out on Mingo and 71st Mingo. And wants to buy it. And I said, well, I want to sell it, but the price has gone up. And he said, what do you mean? I said, he's got 35 acres in Kimberling City, Missouri. He's got to include that in the deal. John called me by then we'd become good friends and done some other deals together. And John called, Bill, you're a bandit. I said, John, you don't want that old property. But I told him nothing would ever be built there. I said, it's not going to be you building it. It's going to be me. So he said, okay, I'll turn that in on the deal. And we worked a deal, and he built that beautiful hotel out there. And I got the 35 acres in Kimberling City.
And what did you do with that?
We were going to build a Pizza Hut there like we'd originally planned. And then Branson slowed down a lot, and we had a Pizza Hut in Lakeview, which is they call Branson West now, and sales were getting down in it. So we decided to put it on hold. A guy came along out of Springfield and wanted to build a big grocery store there, and he had just sold to... he had all the grocery stores in Springfield, and he had sold out to Albertson or somebody, I forgot who. And so we sold a piece of it off, 5 acres, for his grocery store. And then a bank came along, and they wanted to build a bank there, and so we sold that. Tom and I own that property together. And then the bank wanted to build another center, so and then a group out of Fayetteville came, and they wanted to build condominiums on the water. So we sold that to them. We sold them 16 acres. And so today, we've sold off all of it except 4 acres, and we own 4 acres next to the grocery store.
So what will you do with that?
Don't know.
Okay.
We got it leased now to a guy that builds Ted's sheds here. He sells sheds to put behind your house.
Mm-hmm. Well, that property
became
bigger for you than you thought.
Oh, man. We made great money out of it, yeah.
Right.